You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We're just a few short weeks away from Mother's Day. Store shelves are stocked with cards and gifts for mom. But there is so much more to motherhood than the sentiments in a greeting card, and it is not all sweetness and roses. For every moment of sublime happiness, there are moments of frustration, disappointment, and wondering if your kids drew the short straw when they got you as a mom. Polly Rosenwake explores the many facets of womanhood and motherhood in her debut short story collection, Look How Happy I'm Making You. Polly has published reviews and essays and stories in many outlets, including the New York Times Book Review. She's the fiction editor for Michigan Quarterly Review. Polly Rosenwake lives in Ann Arbor with poet Cody Walker and their two daughters. Welcome. Good to have you here.
It's so great to be here.
I really did enjoy this collection of stories. And I know you're the mom of two, and I'm wondering if the inspiration for this collection of many looks at being a woman and being a mother, did it come before or after you had your daughters?
Well, it mainly came after. Cody and I had our first daughter in 2010. And so I'd written a few of the stories that ended up being in the book beforehand, but I didn't come up with a theme of I will write about this period of pregnancy and new motherhood until my daughter was about a year old and I was just trying to process the experiences that I had and I wanted to put them into fiction.
Tell me a little more about that theme that you chose to unite these stories.
I started with a story about a couple that are attempting to conceive a child and having trouble doing so. And then I had a story about a woman who chooses to have an abortion, and then a story about a woman who has a miscarriage, which I had two on the way to having my two daughters. And so I wanted to kind of express this idea that reproductive processes and choices are not always as easy as we feel that they might be when we say, okay, we're ready to have a baby.
Let's do it. You know, I'm thinking of some of the stories that really, I thought, really rang true. You have the story, Love Bug, Sweetie Dear, Pumpkin Pie, etc. And the couple in this story, Henry and Serena, they're all going to be that couple who didn't have kids, who lived in that house free of soggy Cheerios on the floor. And I think so many people have said that, oh, let's not have kids. I remember my friend Carol saying, we'll be the ones, we can visit each other's houses, and they'll be neat. She had four, I had two. That rang true. You have the story of a woman struggling with infertility, as you mentioned, and you also have a powerful story, period, ellipsis, full stop, about a writer named Cora experiencing a miscarriage. I went through that many, many years ago, and the feelings and thoughts she had rang true. And now you say you had that happen a couple times as well.
Yeah, and that story is probably, I mean, the stories are fiction, but there are some that are closer to my own experience than others. And that one is about a woman who's just moved with her partner to a new town, which was what I had done when I had the miscarriage, and is also trying to figure out her career. She's an editor, but she's having trouble finding clients, and so she's just kind of flailing in general. And then when she has the miscarriage, she feels like she's doing everything wrong, and her body is failing her, and she's not, the trajectory is not happening in the way that she thought it would.
Well, you know, you stop and you think about, we talk a lot about our kids. We don't talk so openly about infertility struggles and certainly about miscarriage. Maybe we quietly tell our stories to each other.
Yeah.
When I had my miscarriage, I was surprised how many people came over and said, yeah, I went through that too.
Yeah,
where you don't know it, you do feel like you failed. What are we missing, do you think, when we don't feel free to talk more openly about these challenges?
I think it contributes to women continuing to have that feeling like I've done something wrong, or it's so rare, when miscarriage actually isn't that rare, sadly. It's about 10 to 20% of pregnancies end in miscarriage. But that is the kind of thing I think you don't know until you're in those childbearing years and you realize this is actually quite a common experience. And I think if more people talk about it, it becomes more normalized and less fraught for how we think about it.
I know. And there is that feeling of, do I want to take this plunge or not? Would you mind reading for us?
Of course. I love this.
This is about Serena when her husband Henry decides he has the baby itch and he announces over breakfast, honey, I want to have a baby with you, that we could be the kind of parents we wished we had. So could you read from us as Serena ponders this turn of events?
Sure. People change. We could be the kind of parents we wished we had. Serena concentrated on whisking the bright eggs into milk. Seeing her friends become mothers had only solidified her lack of interest in becoming one herself. She was content to be the pseudo-aunt. to buy the children beautiful picture books and fancy cupcakes, spend a few hours in their self-absorbed company, and then drive home in her clean car. She didn't envy the interminable job her friends had taken on, the way they could never have an uninterrupted conversation when their kids were around, the way they complained about being so tired, the way they looked so tired, even the occasional pleasure they seemed to take in their children. And sure, the kids were cute in ponytails or frog boots, and they said funny things sometimes. Well, frankly, it embarrassed her. The exaggerated smooches on grubby cheeks, the crowing about some developmental achievement that, soon enough, would mean nothing at all. So the kid could eat solid food, walk, talk, recite the alphabet, pump his legs on a swing, memorize a Disney song. Who couldn't, sooner or later? But now, Henry was under the spell of that biological enchantment to recombine DNA for the 100th, billionth, whatever time. And what would be the marital compromise? Have half a kid?
Polly Rosenwick, reading from the story Love Bugs, Sweetie Dear, Pumpkin Pie, etc. One of the many really terrific stories in her debut short story collection, Look How Happy I'm Making You. What kind of reaction are you getting from readers as they go through this exploration of the often painful, messy sides of being a woman?
Yeah, well, for the most part, I'm getting really great feedback and people just being happy that these stories are being expressed and telling me that they relate. I did, though, actually get a one-star review the other day where somebody said, not for expectant mothers, and that it gave her nightmares thinking about these things that might happen. And so I'm not surprised that I came up against that a little bit, too. But I think for the most part, people are saying, we just want to talk about these things more and we want them to be more out in the open.
What do you hope people take out of reading your book, Look How Happy I'm Making You? And by the way, great title. That's
thank
what you,
you
say to them when, in those worst moments. I'm making you happy. Look right. How happy I'm making you. What do you hope they take away from it?
I hope people feel an intimacy with the stories. I think fiction can really provide that kind of in-depth dive into someone else's experience, and that understanding that feeling a range of emotions around having a new baby is okay. Yes, you're happy and it's amazing, but you can also sometimes feel challenged and frustrated, and you can feel that and express that and get through it.
And family life can be messy. Polly Rosenwick, yes. Her debut short story collection is Look How Happy I'm Making You, Exploring Womanhood and Motherhood, and it is a good read. Polly, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's been such a pleasure.